an impact in 100 years?
So I've been wrestling with this one, knowing that the predict the future question would come. I actually think that I'm going to turn the question back on you a little bit, because as I've been thinking about it, I feel like the strength of what's happening is that what the Public Service Center is doing and what MIT students are increasingly doing for themselves is connecting their talents to problems in the world. And if we're able to continue to do that, I think that, you know, it's impossible to predict, but possibly revolution, world-saving stuff. So,
thank you very much, Camilla Shannon from MIT Public Service Center.
So we're going to take a quick break and then
We want to just do the quick science news in the minute we have left before.
Sure. Okay.
Do we have time?
Yeah.
I got one right here. The CERN, which is this, they have this nuclear collider in Switzerland. They're going to create these mini black holes, and there's some criticism that such a mini black hole could destroy Earth and perhaps even the surrounding planets. But experts at CERN, they've stated that the chance of this occurring is totally minuscule. So you can rest easy this weekend. Lily, what do you got?
So this kind of ties into our show on obesity and fatness that we had last week. And so scientists have identified the most clear genetic link yet to obesity. And people with two copies of this particular gene that they've discovered have a 70% higher risk of being obese than those with no copies. And amongst white Europeans, approximately 1 in 6 people carry both copies.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you why that's nonsense, because we have behavioral data between the U.S. and Europe. Europe, where people are a lot heavier. And in Europe, you know that they drink more red wine. That's obvious. That's sort of one of these cliches or whatever. Did you know they drink 4 times more tap water in Europe per person than we do in the U.S.? And they drink 5 times less soda. So more tap water, more red wine, less soda. That's what you need to know.
Okay. So our next story is about a chat line for dolphins. And so marine biologists in South Florida have connected 2 dolphin research and conservation habitats miles apart with underwater microphones and speakers. And they hope that the chat line will enable a dolphin calf, soon to be born to a deaf mother, will learn to talk by communicating with dolphins in the other facility. Jacob?
That's all I got, man. I can't beat the dolphin chat line.
All right.
Thank you very much for listening.
Here's another song by Elliott Smith about empathy. And next up is Anti-Beta Blockers with Hui. And happy birthday, Max.
Everybody cares, everybody understands. Yes, everybody cares about you. Yeah, and whether or not you want them to, it's a chemical embrace that kicks you in the head. To a pure synthetic sympathy that infuriates you totally, and a quiet lie that makes you want to scream and shout. So here I lay dreaming, looking at the brilliant sun, raining its guiding light upon everyone. For a moment's rest, you can lean against the banister. Running upstairs again and again from wherever they came to fix you in. But always fear city's finest follow right behind. You got a pretty vision in your head, a pencil full of poison lead, and a second smile illegal in every town. So here I lay dreaming, looking at the brilliant sun, raining its guiding light upon everyone. Here I lay dreaming, looking at the brilliant sun, raining its guiding light upon everyone. Say you mean well, you don't know what you mean. Fucking. thinking ought to stay the hell away from things you know nothing about.
Welcome to Anti Beta Blocker. Today, while we have a whole party here, it's Electronic Mac's birthday. So, and the theme of the show will be synth pop.
Thank you. I have to say that I'm undercover and my name won't appear anywhere, okay? It's between you and me, and this proves. I have to smile, I have to show, I have to be nice all the time. I have to say hello, baby, I have to wake up every day. I have to play records all night. I'm in a loop, I am the loop. I have to make a dress up, show up. I got the fave, I got the tricks. I have to put guests on the list. I have no right to complain. I have to pretend to pretend. I have to shine, I have to sign. I have to never trust you blind.
So the first song we played was Kraftwerk. Oh, you can never get too much of Kraftwerk. And that was the 8-bit version of Kraftwerk, Computer Love.
It's the reimagine.
And the one after that was Miss Kitten's Professional Distortion. So we have several guests in the studio now. Glenn.
Hello.
Glenn, we need a DJ name for you. I'm sorry, Glenn doesn't work for me.
I mean, we're going to go with Trini. Trini's good.
Trini works. Trini. All right.
Yeah. Or you can call in and suggest
a good name. Suggest
a DJ name. So the number is 617-253-8810. Call in.
Good, okay, this is Seamus here, and we'd like to take any calls in for it's Electronic Max's birthday today. So any happy birthday wishes, we'd love to hear them. So give us a call, 617-253-8810. You also have in the studio Mr. Robin here. Robin, we need a DJ name for you as well. What's that?
Hello, I think my new name here is Robier. We found out tonight.
Robier, all right, yeah. That works for me. We can.
Robin has a special talent for beer.
Oh, beautiful.
Apparently.
Mm. I like it. What do we have up next?
Oh, next song coming up is from Porsche on the Autobahn.
That's what I like to hear. The
everybody pushes on the autobahn. Everybody dance. Jamurai. Okay, everybody look into the auto. Everybody dance to the auto. Everybody looking around to the fastest fight there. Fastest driver. Oh, look to the girl, she got the big dick. No, I'll make to you a joke. She is so good looking. I want to talk to her.
She wants to talk to you.
Oh yeah.
I say hey.
Girl over there, I say hey.
Ain't
a nice black girl. I say hey girl. Everybody push us on the autobahn. Everybody dance.
They are a group of high energy goofballs, I would say.
You know, my opinion on Porsches and the Autobahn is that in their 4 years in the United States, Porsches and the Autobahn have redefined the genre of German technopop. And I would say they've built a massive fan base from their insanely high energy concerts and internet music videos.
Well said.
That was just off.
When
out of
I saw
my head.
Them live, they were crawling on the floor yes. next to the
helmets
audience.
With disco balls on top.
Yeah. Or they would climb up speakers and jump down and yeah. fight against each other.
Awesome.
Okay, next song coming up: Freeze Pop, Tracy Goad.
Oh.
Tracy Gold, what have you done, girl? Tracy Gold, my heart's in
So that was The Feigned. It's a great album. Oh, actually, they are coming to Boston.
The 26th, I believe.
Of May,
the Avalon.
But you should leave time to your trusty DJs to buy tickets first.
Yes.
So
they're all going.
Don't buy them until the 25th.
Yes.
Next one, The Knife.
The Knife. Yeah.
That was Ladytron. It's a great song. Did you notice some Bender-like voices?
We have him in the
in
studio.
The middle of the song.
Here with us.
Travesty to the greatness of Ladytron.
What do we have on next so we can do a good job of introducing it?
Glenn was greatly pissed.
Yeah, Ladytron's one of my more favorite bands. I'll credit my good cousin Adrian Lama for introducing me to Ladytron. They pretty much defined my freshman year in college. They're from Liverpool. Lead singer's Scottish, and another member is Bulgarian, and also sings some songs in Bulgarian.
And she got a PhD in
PhD in biology, I believe. Yeah, so it's an interesting group. I saw them live twice here in Boston.
Wow, in Boston?
Yep, in Boston. It's great.
How are they like?
They are very, very serious. They were rarely ever smile on stage.
PhD students.
Yeah.
It was a big to do actually. On I recall reading one news article that was all in a tizzy that one of the band members, Ruben, I believe, had actually grinned at the antics of some of the audience, and it was shocking that Ladytron had actually smiled on stage.
Ooh.
But it was all good fun. Everybody, it's a great band to enjoy, especially at the Paradise. You can get really close and took some great pictures.
Wow, I wish I could see them.
They'll be back, I hope, soon.
All right, and next is an old timer from Eurythmics.
Thank you.
What we just heard was a Super Mario version of Eurythmics. Here comes the rain again.
Choose your weapon, time to pay.
Okay, so the program is toward the end. We have one more track to play, and it will be Berlin. The song's name is Sex Appearances. I'm a .. Appearances. And Berlin is Max Category 2 band, which is he likes a lot but doesn't want to admit. Yeah, so far you've listened to Anti-Beta Blocker. I'm DJ Zylo. All the track lists are online. If you go to DJ Zylo, spelled as xylo.com, you'll see all the tracks and you can stream from there too. Okay, let's go to the last song.
Sex. Africa Kabisa is back, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Tune in to the best music from the African continent and beyond with Sukus, Dombolo, Makosa, Kupite, Kale, Kwaito, Highlight, Zouk, and more. That's Africa Kabisa, Africa Absolutely, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. on WMBR Cambridge.
Many marched for you, many fought for you, many cried for you, many died for you. I'm a soldier, I go the distance too. Will I be a legend, or will I be a ghost? Or will I be like those who broke their backs for you? Can't even remember their names. Children are dying while y'all still act the fool, pointing the fingers of blame. You say it's the man, but tell me who is that? Can told you to stand, but you're complaining that you're black. And you can't get ahead all because of your race, that you ain't willing to run anyway. Shut up! I don't want an excuse. Any change that happens has to happen in you. So close your lip, button it. I don't want to hear it. All that I want you to do is rise.
My people.
My people. Sometimes I feel Malcolm died in vain, King died in vain, Jesus died in vain. Cause folks still stay the same and we cease to struggle. But without it, there's no progress. Power and might lose its depth until we are left with nothing but